In this episode of the Locked On NBA Big Board podcast, I am going to do something a little different, a little fun. What I'm going to do is, and I don't even know the results yet, I'm going to go to Tankathon. I'm going to hit Sim. And when I hit Sim, I'm just going to pretend like I am the GM of each team selecting in the lottery, and I'm going to pick the player that best fits the team needs and the best player available. So again, this should be fun. Stay tuned and find out who wins the number one pick in the 2023 NBA draft. Big shout out to each and every person that has made the Locked On NBA Big Board podcast your first listen of the day. I'm your host, Rafael Barlow, the director of scouting for NBA Big Board and also the director of scouting for the NTX Combine, which is a combine for draft eligible seniors that are looking to impress some NBA scouts. It will be held May 2nd through 4th in Duncanville, Texas, which is right outside of Dallas. I'm looking forward to it. It's a big event. I mean, I'm creating all the content. I'm finding the players. I'm talking to the agents. It's a lot. My hands are full, but it's definitely a challenge. And, I think it's going to be a success. All right. This episode is brought to you by Prize Picks. First-time users can receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100 with the promo code Locked On. That is prizepicks.com, promo code Locked On. All right, let's just get started. All right, let's see what is here. All right, I'm going to hit this button here, and we're going to see who wins the first pick in the Victor Wembanyama sweepstakes. And it is... Okay, the Charlotte Hornets win the Victor Wembanyama sweepstakes. Charlotte is picking number one. They move up three spots. Utah picks number two. The Portland Trailblazers, number three. The Houston Rockets at number four. And poor Detroit falls down to number five. San Antonio at six. The Orlando Magic at seven. Indiana has the eighth pick. The Washington Wizards are at nine. Dallas Mavericks are at 10. The Orlando Magic with the Bulls pick are at 11. Oklahoma City Thunder at 12. Toronto Raptors at 13. And the New Orleans Pelicans at 14. So again, the Charlotte Hornets win the Victor Wembanyama sweepstakes. And let's just start from there. If I am the general manager of the Charlotte Hornets with the first pick, I mean, as soon as they announce it on lottery night, I think I may even just bring a Victor Wembanyama jersey to the draft anyway, just, you know, maybe for good luck. As soon as he wins, or as soon as I find out I'm winning the Wembanyama sweepstakes, I mean, what else do we need to do? I mean, I guess I would kick the tires on Scoot Henderson and Brandon Miller, but it's a no-brainer here. Victor Wembanyama goes number one to Charlotte. It'd be interesting with Mark Williams and the whole PJ Washington situation. I think he's a free agent this summer. They decided not to, extend him a contract. But I think you can possibly play Mark Williams and Victor Wembanyama together. So I think that would be pretty cool for Charlotte. LaMelo Ball gives him a big point guard that can find him on lobs. And even though Charlotte hasn't had, I guess, the best reputation in the past couple of years, I mean, there's rumors or just a lot of talk about the team just being unorganized and lacking veterans and so on. Wembanyama and a healthy LaMelo Ball could turn things around, and then I wonder how soon would Michael Jordan be willing to sell the team if that's the case. All right, at number two, it is the Utah Jazz. And if I'm Utah with the second pick, I think I would go with Scoot Henderson. I think that just makes the most sense. They need a point guard. Scoot Henderson, I guess he could be the Donovan Mitchell replacement, not necessarily saying they're the same player. He'd be the face of the franchise, give the team star power. And, yeah, Utah. I mean, talk about their restructure, their rebuild going the right way fast, moving up to the second pick. I mean, that would be a big blessing there. All right, number three, it is the Portland Trailblazers, and this is a no-brainer. I would go with Brandon Miller here. You have Dame Lillard. You have Ant Simons. You have Shaedon Sharpe. Brandon Miller, Shaedon Sharpe. I think you would give the Blazers a pretty bright future, even if they decide to move Dame Lillard this summer. I'm a Blazers fan. I would hate for Portland to trade the number three pick for a veteran that is ready to come in now. That's probably not going to be as good as what Brandon Miller is. And I'm a Brandon Miller guy, so I'm biased, but he would give Portland a shooter, length. And again, you have three young guys with Ant Simons, Shaedon Sharpe, Brandon Miller. So I think the future in Portland would be a little bit brighter than it's looking. Then, of course, you have to decide what you're going to do with Jeremy Grant. I mean, it's going to be an interesting situation in Portland. But if they get the number three pick in the draft, I think that is a win. At number four, it is the Houston Rockets. And I think you have to go with Amen Thompson here. He'd be your unselfish point guard. Very raw. I mean, he has the physical tools to be an all-NBA defender. Great vision. Struggles shooting the ball, but I mean, I would give the Rockets a nice lineup of Amen Thompson. Talk about an athletic backcourt. Would that be like the most athletic backcourt? I don't want to say ever, but would that be like one of the most athletic backcourts in NBA history with Amen Thompson and Jalen Green, two elite athletes with quick first steps? Then you have Jabari Smith on the wings. You have Alperen Şengün. I think Thompson could help them defensively. I think it would be a little while. I think it would probably take them another year or two before they become a threat, depending on who the coach is. But if you're Houston at four and Amen Thompson is there, then I think you have to go there. All right, at number five, it is the Detroit Pistons. And this is where it can get really interesting. Detroit has, obviously, Jaden Ivey. You have Cade Cunningham. I think, and you got Jalen Duren. I think if I'm Detroit here, I would go Cam Whitmore at number five. That's what I would do. I go Cam Whitmore at number five. You get a 6'7", 225-pound athlete. I know Troy Weaver likes athletes. I think Cam is a better shooter than the numbers indicate. And now you have a young athletic team. You have young guys that already have NBA-ready bodies. So I just think Cam Whitmore at number five makes the most sense there. A lot of people probably don't have Cam going that high, but I think it is the best fit. Jairus Walker is an option, but Houston just had – I mean, I'm sorry, but he went to University of Houston. Detroit has a lot of redundant skill sets there, and I know you're supposed to take the best player available, but I think Cam Whitmore could be the best player available, and it just makes the most sense. All right, when we return, I'll finish out 6 through 10. Let's talk about Prize Picks. Prize Picks is basically daily fantasy made easy, and all you have to do is just pick 2 to 6 players, and if they would go score more or less than their projected Prize Picks projection, and you can win up to 25 times your money on any entry. There's no competing against other people. It is just you versus the projections available. And Prize Picks offers projections on any sport that you may watch: NBA, NFL, Major League Baseball, NHL, college basketball for men's, women's, soccer, WNBA, esports, NASCAR, boxing, and more. And entries can be made in 60 seconds or less. Is that easy, safe, and fast withdrawals? And it is currently operational in 30 states and Canada. So all you have to do is just download the PrizePick app, go to prizepicks.com, sign up, and play daily fantasy sports. If you are a first-time user, you can receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. But you got to use the promo code LOCKEDON. If you deposit $100, PrizePicks will give you $100. If you deposit $50, they'll give you $50. So do not forget to enter the promo code LOCKEDON at sign up for an instant deposit match up to $100. And check this out. New 1 million daily super flex promotion for the NBA playoffs and finals. Every day of the NBA playoffs and finals, one Prize Picks user will win a chance to become a millionaire. One entry placed after 8 a.m. Eastern, and you will be randomly selected each day. Well, I don't want to say you, but a person will be randomly selected each day. But hopefully it is you. And whoever placed that entry will be given a 6-pick flex with the following payouts: 6 correct picks, $1 million. 5 correct picks, $80,000. 4 correct picks, $16,000. Full details can be found at prizepicks.com/million. but you must opt in at this link to be eligible for the $1 million entry. Once you opt in, all you have to do is play the game like a normal person or play the game. Once you opt in, all you have to do is play the game like normal and you could be the lucky winner. Man, what would I do with $1 million? I'd probably get me and my wife matching G-Wagons, get a house. Yeah, you know, all the cool stuff. All right, next, we got to pick out the Nissan's most electric player of the week, which is brought to you by the all-new, all-electric 2023 Nissan Ariya. And the Nissan most electric player of the week is, I don't know. I mean, college basketball is over. The only guys are still playing are international. I think I mentioned James Nnaji. So I guess I'll go with Bilal Coulibaly. Bilal just entered into the 2023 NBA draft. One of the biggest risers I had seen him play in, I want to say it was January last year. It's kind of like his breakout game. I thought, okay, this guy has the tools to be an NBA prospect, but I'm thinking 2024, maybe 2025. And now here it is, 2023, and there are some people that believe he will be a first-round pick. So Bilal Coulibaly is my Nissan all-electric player of the week. And the Nissan Ariya is electric, is brilliantly fierce, is fiercely elegant, stunningly powerful, elegantly powerful, and delivers on duality, which is a combination of fierceness and elegance, and is beautiful and strong. It is the perfect SUV. The 2023 Nissan Ariya. It has this pin you to your seat power and premium intelligence all in one electric vehicle. It's the all new, the all electric 2023 Nissan Ariya. It is the electric vehicle for people who love to drive. Shop now at NissanUSA.com. Thanks again for making the Locked On NBA Big Board podcast your first listen of the day. Now, if you are an everyday listener, tomorrow on the show, I will break down my top international prospects in the 2023 NBA draft. It's going to be fun. I talked about the international prospects before. I absolutely love evaluating and scouting the international prospects because I think it's just a different challenge that is a lot more difficult than, you know, scouting the American-born college prospects. And it's going to be interesting because this year Wembanyama has the first chance to be the first international prospect. I know like NBA.com counts the Canadians as international. So I guess I'll say the first prospect outside of North America to be selected number one since Andrea Bargnani in 2026, which is kind of crazy if you think about it, between Giannis, Gobert winning Defensive Player of the Year, Giannis winning MVPs, Jokic winning multiple MVPs, Giannis and Gobert winning like four of the last six Defensive Player of the Years, and I think the MVP this year is going to go to another non-American born player. We haven't had a number one pick outside of North America since Andrea Bargnani. All right, second segment. Let's get back to this mock draft, which I did a sim on Tankathon. Again, Charlotte was number one. I had them taking Wembanyama. Utah finished number two, Scoot Henderson. The Portland Trail Blazers took Brandon Miller at number three. I took Brandon Miller at number three for Portland. And for Houston, I had Amen Thompson. At number five, I have the Detroit Pistons selecting Cam Whitmore. All right, at number six, it is the San Antonio Spurs. And if I'm San Antonio with the sixth pick, I think I would go with Anthony Black. I think I'll go Anthony Black at number six. Black would be, I don't know if he'd be their starting point guard right away, but he has the size and the playmaking. He's a smart player, which is something that Pop really values. And he gives the Spurs just a starting point guard. Trey Jones was good this year, but I don't know if he has the same star power as Anthony Black. Not necessarily star power, but upside. That's probably the better word. So at number six, if I'm San Antonio, I'm taking Anthony Black. At number seven, it is the Orlando Magic. And if I'm Orlando here, Ausar Thompson is very, very tempting. But I don't know where he can come in and play right away. I think I would go, you know what, I think I'll just go with some outside shooting here. I'm going to go with one of the safest picks in the draft. I think with Franz Wagner and Paolo Banchero, I got my guys. I think Markelle Fultz is going to have a big year. I'm going to go with a floor spacer. I'm trying to win right away with Orlando, and I'm going to go with Grady Dick at number 7. Probably a little bit higher than most people would take him, but I would go with Grady Dick at number 7. All right, if I'm the Indiana Pacers at number 8, I just can't let him sit too much longer. I'm just going to go with Ausar Thompson from Overtime Elite. Gives me another ball handler, another passer, much needed athleticism. The Pacers have a good backcourt. You got Halliburton. You have Buddy Hield. Don't know how much longer he'll be there. You got Benedict Mathurin, who was like the first 1,000-point scorer off the bench for rookies since Ben Gordon. Then you have Andrew Nembhard, who had a good year. And then Thompson, I would play him at like 3, but he gives me a much-needed athletic forward that can make plays and transition, another ball mover, another passer. So if you're Indiana at number 8, you got to be happy that Ausar Thompson falls to number 8. All right, at number 9, it is the Washington Wizards. And if I'm the Washington Wizards with the 9th pick, I'm going with Cason Wallace. No-brainer. Don't really need to go into a whole lot of details here. The Wizards, I want to say their point guard combination of Monty Morris and DeLon Wright, I thought they were good at not turning the ball over and managing the game. But they were also like the lowest scoring point guard combination in the NBA. And I think Wallace is the next Kentucky guard that's going to outperform his draft position. So Cason Wallace to the Washington Wizards makes the most sense here to me. All right, at number 10, it is the Dallas Mavericks. And I know every single mock draft out there has the Dallas Mavericks selecting Taylor Hendricks. And I think he's a good fit there. He averaged, you know, like 15 points. Nah, I forgot what he averaged. I want to say around 15.7 rebounds per game. I know he shot like 37, 38% from 3. Maybe it was 39%, 1.7 blocks per game. I think he fits a need for Dallas. But if I'm Dallas at number 10, you're going to think I'm crazy. I'm selecting Derek Lively. I know this is way higher than the consensus. And shout out to Chris Kesey from Kesey Scouting. He is a contributor with me at NBA Big Board, and he wrote a great article about Derek Lively. But I think Lively helps Dallas immediately. I think he's going to be a tremendous defender. I think he can be just as good as Walker Kessler this year. Man, it almost got me again. I think he can be just as good as Walker Kessler. I think with a player like Luka who can find him for lobs and reward him cutting to the basket, I think he'll be a more confident scorer. I think Lively is going to be a really good defender. And I know everybody says, oh, you can get good centers late in the draft. You look at Jared Allen. You look at Mitchell Robinson. You look at Gobert. You look at all these guys. So I'm like, well, think about the teams that passed them up. I bet they regret passing them up. And I think teams are going to regret passing up Derek Lively if he goes exactly where most of the mocks are having him. So if I'm Dallas, I'm going against the grain. I'm not taking Taylor Hendricks. No knock against him, but I'm going with Derek Lively at number 10. All right, when we return, I'll do picks 11 through 14, but let's talk about the Ultimate Pro Basketball GM. It is the absolute coolest game I've played in a while. I've always thought I could be a great NBA GM. I think about it all the time. Actually, now I'm even thinking like with this whole transfer portal thing going on, colleges need to hire GMs, guys that literally that's all they do throughout the year is scout and look for talent. So, yes. So anyway, I think about being a GM all the time, but now I can actually be a GM with the Ultimate Pro Basketball GM. If you've ever had the same thought and have fantasized about managing your own basketball franchise, go and download the Ultimate Pro Basketball GM right now. The game allows you to manage every strategic aspect of your franchise from playing through seasons and leading your franchise and fans to glory as you build a historic dynasty. In the simulation, you are responsible for dealing with the challenging personalities of the players and the coaches, hiring the right coaches and assistants, trading and training players, making picks, navigating your franchise through free agency and the draft, and all the ups and downs that come with being a GM over multiple seasons. And this is in a challenging and realistic game world. The Ultimate Pro Basketball GM, it is completely free and it is playable offline, play on the go as you want and when you want. And if you are a Locked On listener, which you are, because you hear me now, Locked On listeners get a 100% free boost to their franchise when they use the promo code Locked On in the game store. So make sure you go check it out. To download the game, just visit probasketballgm.com. Scan the code or look it up in the app stores. That's probasketballgm.com. The ultimate basketball GM. So you can start your dynasty today. All right, let's finish out at number 11. It is the Orlando Magic back on the clock. If I'm the GM of Orlando, I'm trading this pick, seeing what I can get. I don't know if I want to add another young player, but at number 11, I'm going to go with Taylor Hendricks. I think he's from Orlando. Well, Central Florida is in Orlando, so he doesn't have to go far. I'm adding depth and shooting. So I've already added shooting in Grady Dick, and I've added defense and shooting in Taylor Hendricks. May not be the most playing time available for him because he's behind Banchero, who is the star of the team. But, hey, I'm trying to win games, and I think Taylor Hendricks would be a good fit there. All right, at number 12, it is the Oklahoma City Thunder. Their rebuilding situation has gone a lot faster than planned. I know a lot of people think they've been doing it for a long time, but they were just in the playoffs in 2020. It's 2023. So their rebuild only lasted like two seasons. They missed the playoffs only two times. So the Thunder have a bright future, and that is without Chet Holmgren, who was the number two pick in last year's draft. So if I'm the Thunder here at number 12, I think I would go with Keontae George. I would go with Keontae George. Not the best situation for him as far as like a clear-cut path to playing time, but I would just go with Keontae. I think that he can be another three-level scorer and someone that they could develop and bring along slowly. But I think eventually they're going to consolidate some of their players and make a trade for an all-star caliber player. But then on the other hand, they have so much homegrown talent. I think they'll figure out a way to make it work. I'm just kind of torn here. But if it were me, I would go with Keontae George at number 12. At number 13, it is the Toronto Raptors. And what a year it has been for the Raptors. Last year, they looked like they were on the rise. And they had like this big lineup of positionless basketball. And then this year, it just backfired. Nick Nurse is out. I would have never thought that Nick Nurse would be out just, what, 3 years, 4 years after winning the NBA title. But that's just how basketball works here. A little weird. But if I'm Toronto at number 13, I would go Gigi Jackson. It's against the consensus, but I would go Gigi Jackson at number 13. I think that he is going to be one of the best players in this class. He's young. You get a chance to develop. Toronto has a strong track record for developing guys, even though there's kind of been a little rumblings that whatever was working for them a few years back is now gone. Their developmental magic is gone, but they have a track record. I mean, you think about OG. You think about Van Vliet was undrafted. Siakam was a late first-round pick. They have been able to get some of their best players and been able to get like way more value out of them than as expected where they were drafted. And I think with their developmental track record, Gigi is going to be a star. I think he's one of the top 10 most talented players in this draft. All right, at number 14 is the last one. It is the New Orleans Pelicans. And if I'm New Orleans here with the 14th pick, and they're a team that doesn't necessarily need a whole lot right now other than Zion to be healthy. So if I'm the New Orleans Pelicans, I'm going with Jordan Hawkins at number 14. Well, that wraps up this episode. Again, I just went to Tankathon and I hit Sim Lottery and I came up with the results. And I just basically did this episode off the top of my head, straight freestyle. Well, that wraps it up. And tomorrow I will do a breakdown on the top international prospects in the 2023 NBA draft. Again, it's Rafael Barlow, and I am out.